The Baffling Call of God. August the 5th. And all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. And they understood none of these things. Luke 18, verses 31 and 34. God called Jesus Christ to what seemed unmitigated disaster. Jesus Christ called his disciples to see him put to death. He led every one of them to the place where their hearts would be broken. Jesus Christ's life was an absolute failure from every standpoint but God's. But what seemed failure from man's standpoint was a tremendous triumph to God's, because God's purpose is never man's purpose. There comes a baffling call of God in our lives also. The call of God can never be stated explicitly. It is implicit. The call of God is like the call of the sea. No one hears it, but the one who has the nature of the sea in him. It cannot be stated definitely what the call of God is to be, because his call is to be in comradeship with himself for his own purposes. And the test is to believe that God knows what he is after. The things that happen do not happen by chance. They happen entirely in the decree of God. God is working out his purposes. If we are in communion with God and recognize that he is taking us into his purposes, we shall no longer try to find out what his purposes are. As we go on in the Christian life, it gets simpler, because we are less inclined to say, "Now, why did God allow this and that?" Behind the whole thing lies the compelling of God. There is a divinity that shapes our end. A Christian is one who trusts the wit and wisdom of God, and not his own wits. If we have a purpose of our own, it destroys the simplicity and the leisureliness of what ought to characterize the children of God.